Hello, Panther fans, and welcome to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor coming to you from McAndrew Field at Parque de la Vida in Cortez. As your Panthers get ready to beat the Panthers of Cortez. Delta is 2-1 after the Luke tournament last weekend, and Coach Steve Ryer is excited about their chances moving forward. He talks about their approach at the plate in practice this week after having a tough time figuring things out against Monarch on Saturday. The bats came around late, but it wasn't enough as time ran out. Steve also talked about the culture of this team and how proud he is of the senior leadership. He says everyone's really bought in from the C team all the way to varsity. Cortez enters this contest at 3-2, taking games over Battle Mountain and Gunnison in the Luke tournament and losing to Shiprock New Mexico 10-4 on Tuesday. Cortez is hitting the ball well right now with a team batting average of .380, but Coach Reier thinks if Delta plays their style of baseball, they'll come away with a victory today. Up in the dugout, Coach has put up some keys to victory that he wants his team to focus on today defensively, less than 3 walks allowed, less than 4 runs allowed, and 1 or fewer errors. Offensively, he wants 10-plus runs, 10-plus hits, less than 3 strikeouts, and he's looking for 2 bunt singles, looking to utilize the speed of his team, and of course, he wants his team to win. We'll take a look at the lineups now, brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So we'll take a look at Delta's starting lineup first, as they will be at the plate to start the game as the visiting squad. Leading off for Delta will be number 19 today's starting pitcher, Braden Sprout. Then it'll be the designated hitter, number 35, Logan Clay. Batting third will be number 27, the catcher, Brendan Bear. And batting cleanup will be the first baseman, number 14, Trayton Sandoval. Looks like we're going to pause for the national anthem, and then we'll continue the starting lineups. So to continue the starting lineups for the Panthers, batting fifth will be the third baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. In the sixth hole will be the second baseman, number 2, Brandon Clay. Batting seventh will be the fantastic freshman, right fielder, number 7, Ty Reed. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, number 4, Connor Workman. And batting in the nine hole, the center fielder, number 6, Brett Leho. Logan Clay, the DH, who's batting second, is batting for number 17, Isaac Chavez, who will be the shortstop for the Panthers this afternoon. Take a look at the Cortez lineup. Leading off is the shortstop, number 22, Evan Lemunyan. Batting second will be the right fielder, number 21, Bobby Likes. Batting third, the second baseman, number 4, Braden Holman. And he also has the DH listed next to his position. And what that means is he's starting at catcher, but if they do some substitutions, he can also stay in the game and the order as the DH. It's a new rule that has been in place the last several years, and more coaches are using it, it looks like, this year. So the first time we're seeing it here for Delta against the Panthers of Cortez here. Batting cleanup for Cortez will be the third baseman, number 6, Jake Blackmo. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 7, Lyle Carver. Batting sixth today, starting pitcher for the Panthers, number 23, Miles Frost. Batting seventh, first baseman, number 3, Trinidad McDonald. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 35, Gabriel Cowley. And in the 9-hole will be the center fielder, number 42, John Carver. So we'll take a look at the starting pitcher for the Cortez Panthers today, and that is Frost. On the season, he's 1-0 with a 5.83 ERA in 2 appearances, 6 walks, 9 strikeouts. 's opponent's batting average against is .308 with an on-base percentage against of .455. First pitch of the game's upcoming, and that's brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time's a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company is cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So, just about ready to get underway here is Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprouty on the season, batting .429. Got a couple walks, couple of strikeouts, a .500 on base percentage. Taco Time first pitch is outside. So Sprouty ahead in the count, facing the righty Frost. The 1-0 catches the outside corner and the count's even. Sprout in from the left side will swing and miss at the 1-1. Now he's going to have to be tough with 2 in battle at the plate. He's going to foul this one off. Stays alive. Frost looks in, has a sign he likes, kicks and fires. That will catch the outside corner for strike 3. Sprout will take a seat looking at that pitch, and that will bring up the designated hitter, Logan Clay. Logan batting .400 on the season. Two walks and a strikeout, an on-base percentage of .571. Taco Time first pitch to him is inside. So Frost has his sign, now comes home. This one's going to be lined foul on the right side, and the count's even at 1. And the pitch. That'll catch the inside corner. And Clay is now going to have to battle from behind. 1-2. The pitch. Foul back as Clay stays alive in this at bat. Frost will have a sign and come set. The pitch. Misses the inside corner and the count's even. Clay in from the right side against the righty Frost. Here's the pitch. And Clay manages to foul that one at the plate as he was fooled on the off-speed pitch. Still managed to make contact and keep the at-bat alive. And the pitch. This one's going to be lined in the center field for a base knock. It's going to get past the center fielder, roll all the way to the wall. Clay, round second, as the ball comes in from center field, and that's a stand-up triple for the Delta-designated hitter. So that brings Delta's catcher, Brendan Bear, to the plate with Clay 90 feet away. Bear batting 375 on the season with 4 RBI. He's looking to add to that ribby total with the runner down there in third. So Frost will kick and fire. He'll get the outside corner on the lefty Bear. The pitch. Bear reaches for that one, able to make contact and foul it off. So he's down in the count early, as has been the case for the 3 batters to the plate thus far for Delta. So Bear, just like the rest of them, going to have to battle. The pitch. Misses the outside corner. Frost tried to fool Bear with the outside off speed and didn't get efficient. Comes back with a fastball outside and the count's even at 2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And Frost rings up Bear. 2 down now as Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate. Tank batting 333 with 4 RBI so far on the season. Taco time, first pitch to Trayton. It's going to be lined down the left field line. Fair ball. That'll be a base knock for Big Tank. And he'll round first with the RBI single. So Delta on the board first, 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And third baseman Lance Porter coming to the plate. Porter batting 250 with an RBI so far. Sandoval with a small lead over at first, being held on by McDonald. The pitch from Frost at the knees for a strike. So Frost coming right after the batters for this Delta Panthers squad. The 0-1 is going to be tapped foul down the first baseline and quickly 0-2 to Porter. So throw back in from first base coach Paul Sheen there. And Porter will step back into the box. Porter on the right side. Sandoval will have his lead. It's a good lead for Trayton. This one's going to be bounced towards third. Third baseman Blackmer up with it. He's going to throw it past the first baseman. They're going to lay tank. Nope. Trayton's going to hold it third on the error. And Porter ends up at second, so. Two outs here, top of the first inning. Delta leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Lance and Clay will come to the plate with a couple of runners in scoring position. Porter at third, Sandoval, excuse me, Porter at second, Sandoval at third. Lando batting 500 on the season with a couple RBI, hoping to add to that total here with a base knock. The pitch. Misses inside. Ball's going to get away from the catcher, Hallman. But Sandoval, not the most fleet of foot down at third, as this backstop isn't terribly deep. It's probably about average depth, I'd say, for a backstop. Maybe about the same as Delta. The pitch. This one bounced foul at the plate and counts even at 1 to Landon. Frost has a sign and delivers this one on the ground to short behind the runner. Shortstop Lemunyan comes up with it and pulls the first baseman off the bag. So Clay will be on after the Cortez Panthers commit back-to-back errors. And that'll bring Ty Reed to the plate with runners on the corners. Taco Ten first pitch to him. A bouncer back up the middle. Shortstop McMunyan comes up with it. McMunyan will overthrow the first baseman, and Reed is on with an error. And Delta leads 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay ends up at third. So, again, runners on the corners. Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman batting 250 on the season. As we will have a conference on the mound. So, infielders come in to talk to the pitcher, Frost, and how everybody will return to their position. Middle infielders will be at double play depth. McDonald will hold the runner Reed on at first, and the third baseman Blackmer will play close to the line, and Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw over to first, not in time to get Reed. Reed with a good lead off of first as Frost finds a sign he likes, will check Reed at first, now come home. This one on the ground to the third baseman. Blackmer up with it. On to first. McDonald secures it in his glove. And Cortez out of the inning, but not before damage is done. Three runs on two hits. Three errors by Cortez. Two up to lead off the bottom of the first for Cortez will be Lemunyan, Lice, and Hellman. So we will take a quick break. And we'll be back. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Maybe. Well, maybe not, as we can't get that work in there. Got So keeping it right here is Cortez will come up in the bottom of the inning, and lefty Braden Sprout on the mound. Sprout had a two-hit shutout in his only appearance last Friday. He pitched the first game against Alamosa. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out three, and Delta played some really good defense behind him. So Lemunyan, lead off. He'll stand in from the left side to face the lefty Sprout. Lemunyan batting 727 on the season. A couple of doubles, a couple of home runs. Two walks, two strikeouts. First pitch to him is outside. Lemunyan on base percentage of 765. The 0-1 through the hole. Right back up the middle, and Lemunyan with a leadoff single. Bobby Lice to the plate. Lice batting 333 on the season with a couple of RBIs. Also has a couple of doubles. Three walks, two strikeouts. Lemunyan has 5 stolen bases on the season. Light squares the bunt, pulls back, takes strike one. Good lead by Lemunyan at first. That pitch inside. Sandoval holding the runner on down there at first base. Sprout stares in as his sign. Kicks and fires. This one's going to be popped up foul on the right side. Looks like it's going to be out of play. And it's a 1-2 count to Lice. So Sprout back on the rubber now. Checks the runner over at first and delivers. Not exactly sure where that missed. Maybe inside, but it'll even the count at 2. So Sprout will kick and fire. This one lined into center. Lejo on his horse. Gonna bounce in the gap, go all the way to the wall. Lemunyan will be waved home. Lice pulls up at second, so an RBI double for the Cortez right fielder. And it's 3-1 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Braden Hallman, the catcher, to the plate. He's batting 364 with an RBI on the season, has a double. Short lead by Lice down there at second. He'll Sprout will check on him, and then he'll come home. That pitch is low and outside. Sprout's ready and delivers. Again, not sure where the pitch missed. It had been a little low, and the count's 2-0. The pitch on the ground, back to Sprout, flashes the lever, Leather on to first. And there's one down in the bottom of the first inning. Runner held at second. Cleanup hitter Jake Blackmer will come to the plate. Blackmer batting 412 on the season with 355 RBI. He's also struck out three times. Lights the runner on second. Taco time first pitch to Blackmer. Swing and a miss. Pitch low inside. Blackmer was going to have to golf that one. Couldn't make contact. So Sprouty fools Blackmer to start out the at-bat. Braden shakes off a sign. We'll check the runner at second. Now come home. Little off-speed down to third. Porter up with it. Looks the runner back on to first. Lights did advance on the throw, but more importantly, there's two outs in the inning. Second baseman Lyle Carver will come to the plate now. Carver batting 273 on the season. Two doubles, a triple, and four RBI. Runner on third is Lykes. Delta looking to get out of the inning with minimal damage done. Sprouts ready. Taco time. First pitch to Carver. In for a strike. Rowdy, the entire inning has been trying to find that inside corner on the first pitch, and he finally did, but comes back and evens the count at one. Looked for something off speed in the same place and couldn't find it. He's got his sign once again and comes home. That one misses high. Carver will tap his toes with the bat and steps back into the box. He's in on the right side against the lefty Sprout. The pitch. Carver twisted the hips, didn't move the bat, but it caught the zone and counts even at two now. Here's the pitch. Fouled back by Carver. Count will remain even. Sprout shakes off a sign, now has one he likes, and delivers. Misses the zone low, but just barely, and the count's now full. Delta fans that made the trip wanted that call, but hopefully the umpire not giving it to them. Here's the payoff pitch from Sprouty. He catches the zone there, and Carver looking to end the inning. So one run on one hit, make it two hits for Cortez. No errors by the Delta Panthers. Due up in the top of the second for Delta, Leho, and then we'll flip the lineup card back to Sprout and Clay. So, time for Panther pride here. As we take a look at the other sports going on this spring for Delta, track had the Delta Invitational on Saturday. The boys finished 7th overall with several top 5 finishers. John Dexter finished 1st in the 800 meters. Ja Klopoff Moo finished 5th in the 300-meter hurdles. And Alexis Cervantes was 4th in the long jump. The girls finished 8th with Sophia Chavez finishing 4th in the long jump, and Taya Smith finishing 2nd in discus and 3rd in shot. Next up, the Warrior West Invitational at Stoker Stadium starting today and going into tomorrow. So girls tennis extended their record to 4-1 with a 6-1 victory over North Fork yesterday. Mia Yost and Cassidy Butler were victorious in singles action, while the double teams of Shayla Curtis and Katie Butler, Lauren Angelo and Benedetta Armano, and Oakley Hughes and Anna Lee Duncan were all victorious as well. Next up for them will be against Cedar Edge on Tuesday in Delta. Girls soccer are 1-2 after dropping Tuesday's match to Montrose 2-1. They next host Vail Mountain tomorrow. So, back to action here at McAndrew Field, and Brett Leho comes up for his first at-bat of the season, and he will take strike one. The 0-1 in for a ball, and the count's even. So Frost out for his second inning of work, gets the sign, now comes home, swing and a miss by the Delta center fielder. And now Brett's going to have to battle. The 1-2 pitch from Frost. Foul back, out of play. So the count will remain 1-2. Leo steps out, now back into the right side. Frost has his sign, kicks, and delivers. And that's strike three looking to Leho. And the first out of the inning. Delta leads 3-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we're here in the top of the second inning. Braden Sprout struck out to lead off the game for the Panthers. He'll get his second opportunity now against his counterpart, Frost. Pocket time, first pitch to Sprouty, popped up, foul, back out of play, back behind me, and sounds like it hit the roof on the restroom building behind me. The 0-1, it's outside and the count's even. The pitch. That misses. Counts 2-1. First and third baseman playing the lines where the middle infielder's at regular depth, outfield straight away for Cortez. The pitch. This one popped up foul out of play on the left side. Frost bears in, has a sign he likes, and comes home. This one foul on the first baseline as Sprout out in front of that one. Count remains even at 2. The pitch. That's outside, and Sprout able to run the count full. And the pitch. That one's going to be fouled off the catcher. So Sprouty continues to battle. So the umpire out to talk to the pitcher, Frost, to allow the catcher, Hallman, a little time to recover after being hit. Just a little courtesy by the umpire. Hallman may not have needed it as he was perhaps ready to go before the home plate umpire got back behind the plate. Here's the payoff pitch from Frost. This one's going to be lined down the left field line, foul. So the count will remain full to Sprout. Coach Steve Ryer down at third base telling his pitcher to win the battle here at the plate, looking for base hitter ball four. As Frost has his sign and delivers. This one's going to be lined into right field. Fair ball down the line. Sprout rounds first in a hurry. This one's into the corner. The right fielder likes comes up with it, fires it in, and that is a triple for Sprout. So Sprouty putting himself in a position to score for Logan Clay, who comes to the plate. Logue triples in his only at bat this game. He hit it to the gap in right center, and it rolled all the way to the wall. Looking to duplicate that feat here as he'll take strike one. Delta leads 3-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, top of two here, one out. As Clay goes down early, it's 0-2 now to the Delta designated hitter. The pitch. This one's going to be popped up behind the plate, foul. First baseman McDonald coming over, can't make the catch as he slides to the ground, just out of his reach. So Clay continues to battle. Logan stands in now, and Frost has his sign. He'll kick and fire. This one on the ground to short. Lemunyan up with it. And he'll overthrow first. Is that one into the fence in front of the Delta dugout? So Sprout will score. Clay on with the throwing error. And Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Brendan struck out swinging in his only other at-bat of the day. Looking to make amends for that with Clay on first. Good lead by Logue down there. Held on by McDonald. Frost checks him. Now he'll throw over with a Doughty Steel Machine pickoff throw. Clay back in time. The pitch. This one on the ground. Back up the middle. That's a base knock into center field. Carver up with it. Clay's going to stroll into second, and Bear will be on first with the single. So we're going to have a courtesy runner for Bear. It's going to be Jacob Hancock. So Hancock on it first. Trayton Sandoval to the plate. Sandoval had an RBI single in his only other at bat today. Catcher Hallman out to talk to Frost. Maybe a little strategy here with runners in first and second. Maybe how he wants to pitch to Sandoval. One out here, top of the second. Delta leads 4-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. High heat, and Sandoval swings and misses. Trayton steps out, now back in. Right on right. As Frost comes home. That one misses low. Second baseman, Kyle Carver, working in and out. On the runner down at second, that's Clay as Cortez tries to roll two, and The runner will score on the error, and they've got Sandoval hung up between first and second, and he's going to be tagged out. But the run will score from second. That was Clay. As Hancock was out 6-4 at second, and Sandoval got caught off first as he rounded on the error. And I think that went 1-6, or 6-1-6, excuse me, on the putout of Sandoval. But Delta leads 5-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. As Cortez will send 6-7-8 to the plate for the bottom of the second. That's Cross, McDonald, and Crowley. Between innings, we had Panther Pride, which is brought to you by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Dell community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. I'll be seeing her tomorrow afternoon to help loosen up my back a little bit. Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Lyle Carver comes to the plate. Excuse me, this is Miles Frost at the plate. His first at bat, Taco Time first pitch, catches the inside corner. Right at the belt. Here's the 0-1 from Sprout. This is high and outside with that one. Sprout will get his sign, comes set, and delivers. That one's low. Sprouty missed the release point on that one as it was tailing toward the dirt. The 2-1. Swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and the count's even. Radio Farron has a sign he likes. Now delivers. Pitch missed high. And the count's full. The pitch. That was in the dirt. And Frost reaches with the free pass. Looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner for the pitcher Frost. It's going to be number 2, Isaiah Martinez. So Sandoval will hold the runner Martinez on at first. Trinidad McDonald will come to the plate. McDonald batting 385 on the season with a double and 3 RBI. He's going to lift it into right field. Down the line, it's drifting foul and out of play. Right fielder Reed couldn't catch up with it. So the long strike for the Cortez first baseman. McDonald, 4 strikeouts on the season as well. So sign comes in from head coach Tim Passel down at third, and That pitch misses the strike zone. Down even at one now to McDonald. The pitch. This one fouled off on the right side out of play. Sprout ahead in the count now 1-2. If he will stroll back to the mound now. Take the rubber. He'll stare in for his sign from Bear. As the Curtis Yuta Martinez takes a short lead from first. The pitch. This one lined right at the second baseman, Clay. And Delta able to turn two. So two down now, bottom of the second. Delta leads 5-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gabriel Crowley to the plate. Taco time first pitch to him is in the dirt. Crowley batting 273 on the season with a double, couple of doubles actually. Two walks, four strikeouts. The 1-0, fouled back out of play. Sprout with the sign now and delivers. This one's fouled back out of play as well. So Sprout once again ahead in the count as Crowley will step out and take a couple practice swings. Now back into the right side against the lefty. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the day for Braden. Gets him out of this inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. So at the end of two, Delta leads 5-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They'll send 5-6-7 to the plate in the third. That's Porter, Clay, and Reed. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta where they're making dining experiences. That last strikeout sponsored by A&M Creations. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company, one of the proud sponsors of Delta Panthers baseball. Lance Porter will come to the plate. Porter reached on the first of three errors in a row in the first inning, came around to score. Taco time first pitch from Frost is high in sight and past the catcher. Once again, Delta leads 5-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. pitch in the dirt. So, appealed down at first on the check swing, and he did not go. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from Frost. That one's high. So I imagine Porter going to be taking all the way here as he steps back into the box. Frost has his sign and delivers. That misses low, a 4-pitch walk for Cortez. Tim Tassel pops out of the dugout for a Delta Cabinet Company mound visit. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus, comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay reached on an error in the first inning. Was stranded at third. Porter takes a good lead off of first as the taco time first pitch to Clay is high. So Cross starting to struggle a little bit here. The pitch, swing and a miss. As the back pick comes down from the catcher, Hallman, not in time to get Porter. And he's hopefully trying to get him sleeping there. Cross checks the runner, comes home with the 1-1, and he'll catch Clay at the knees for strike two. So Clay going to have to protect now. Deep breath by Lando as he steps back into the box. Soft set and delivers. This one's fouled back out of play by Landon. So Clay continues to battle. As Porter has the sign down at first, he's held on by McDonald. Cross stares in, has his sign. He'll be set and deliver. This one popped up foul. I think this is going to get out of play. It looks like it. So Clay will extend his at bat. The pitch. That's strike three looking for Lando. And in creation, strikeout for Frost, and the first out of the inning. Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed was reached on an error in the first and was stranded there when the inning ended. So Porter again with a good lead down at first. Frost looks over. Now delivers to Reed. He'll foul it back off the knuckles. So Reed will step back into the right side. Porter with his lead. And Frost delivers. This one's going to be lined into right field by Reed. And they're going to send Porter from first to third on that base knock. So runners on the corners, one down for the Panthers. Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman ended the first inning by grounding out to the third baseman. Reed with a really good lead down there at first. Frost will throw over with a Dowdy Steel machine pickoff throw. Ball bounces out of the first baseman McDonald's glove. Again, a good read, a good lead by Reed. The pitch from Frost. Runner doesn't go and catches the inside corner for a strike. Porter the runner at third, Reed at first. Workman at the plate. 0-1 delivery. This one hit weakly in front of the plate. Workman, as nobody's covering home, and Porter will score from third. Workman with the gas there down the line. The Porter or the catcher Holman couldn't come up with the ball. And now we've got runners at first and second. Workman at first, Reed at second. Leho at the plate. Leho struck out last inning looking. As that ball's in the dirt, good block by Holman. So Frost will stare in. As his sign, he'll check the runners. And delivers to Leho. Leho fouls it back out of play. Count even at one now to Leho. Top of the third. Delta leads 6-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Frost comes home. That pitch is high. One out. Delta's got runners at first and second. The pitch. This one's fouled back. Counts now even at two. Leho step back into the box. The pitch. This one's fouled out of play on the right side. So Leho battling until he finds something he likes and can drive. The pitch. Little off speed, back up the middle by Leho, and it's through. Reed's going to score from third, or from second. The ball's going to get away from the third baseman, and Workman's coming home, goes up and over the catcher, but he will be tagged out. So Leho, with his first hit of the season, ends up at second on the throw. Reed will score. And Workman's thrown out at the plate for the second out of the inning. Delta leads 7-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sprout to the plate. Tripled today, struck out in the first, and he'll foul it back into the catcher's glove for strike one. So Sprout 1-for-2 today. Leho, the runner out at second. He's got some speed. And Sprout takes the ball, and the count's even. Frost stares in, now has the sign, and delivers. Sprouty pops it straight up in the air. Back by home plate. Nope, it's going to go into the infield. The pitcher, Frost, comes over and can't come up with the catch. The runners were going on the hit. And Leho will score from second. Sprout will be on first with the error. Allman out to talk to his pitcher, Frost, and Clay coming to the plate. Logan has tripled and reached on an error today. 8-1 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two down here, top of three. Sprout, big lead over at first. Gets back in just barely ahead of the tag. Dowdy stealing machine, pickoff throw over by Frost. He'll check Sprout as Braden takes a good lead once again. Here's the pitch. Sprouty's going. Throw down is not in time. As Braden gets his fourth stolen base of the campaign. And now with a runner in scoring position, Clay will foul it at the plate. So 0-2 to Clay. He's going to have to shorten up his swing just a little bit and protect. Sprout with a lead off of second. Second baseman Lyle Carver works in on him. And that pitch will miss. It's like the shortstop. Lemonian now shadowing Sprout as he takes his lead. Clay's going to swing at the pitch in the dirt to end the inning. But Delta does some damage. Three runs on a hit, two errors for Cortez, and Delta leads 8-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Due up in the bottom of the inning for Cortez will be 9-1-2, John Carver, Lemonian, and Likes. Delta Panthers baseball is presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Panthers baseball also sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. And Taco Time. They're a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So Carver to the plate. Carver batting .385 on the season. Two walks, two strikeouts, and on-base percentage of .467. So Sprouty out to work his third inning. The pitch. Misses low. The pitch, fouled back out of play and the count's even. So Sprout, back on the rubber now. The 1-1 delivery to Carver. Catches the inside of the plate. And now Sprout's ahead. Sprout stares in, has his sign, and delivers. Can't get Carver to chase the high heat, and the count's once again even. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's an inning creation strikeout. Second one of the game for Sprout. Excuse me, third strikeout for Sprout, first out of the inning, and Evan Lemonian will come to the plate. Lemonian singled to lead off the Cortez's first inning came around to score the Panthers' only run. Delta leads 8-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco Time first pitch to Lemunyan. Catches the outside edge. That's strike one. The pitch. Outside in the dirt, bounces past Bear behind the plate. Sprout steps back to the rubber now. Has his sign, kicks and fires. That one, an off-speed pitch, but misses outside. And here's the 2-1. That misses outside. So Sprout now behind 3-1 to Lemunyan. The pitch. This one's going to be lined to Landon Quaid down at second on the first. And there's two outs here in the top of the third. Bobby Likes to the plate. Likes with an RBI double back in the first. Sprout stares in for the sign. He's got it now. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Started him out with some, might have been a slider there, low in the zone, and had Likes fooled. The pitch. That breaker dropped in, but not until it was past a point. And they can't see even at one. The pitch. They're going to say it's... Nope, they're going to say he went. Didn't get his swing checked up in time, and it's 1-2. The pitch. This one's going to be lined into right field. Reed up with it. Fires it in. Braden Hallman will come to the plate. Hallman 0 for 1 today. So Braden on Braden here. Braden Hallman, Braden Sprout. About the time, first pitch at the knees, first strike. Lemunyan with the lead down at first, held on by Sandoval. The pitch. Misses the outside corner. Counts even at one. Lemunyan's lead fairly short against the lefty Sprout. Braden has his sign. And delivers. That one's in the dirt. Good block by Bear. Pitch, also in the dirt. So here comes the 3-1 pitch from Sprout. This one hit in the air, right field, and it's going to bounce all the way to the wall. They're going to hold up the runner. Likes at third. As Delta's left fielder, Workman, gets that in quickly. So a double. We'll have runners at second and third, and Jace Blackmer to the plate. Blackmer 0-for-1 today. Looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner. Didn't quite get the number on that. Looks like it might be number 32, Dean York. As the track of time, first pitch to Blackmer is in for a strike. This one is out of play on the right side, foul, and Sprout quickly ahead 0-2. This pitch lifted on the left side over Chavez at short in the right. Workman up with it quickly and gets it in. An RBI single for Blackmer. Runners at the corner now for Cortez as Delta's lead dwindles. It's now 8-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We're going to get a Delta Cabinet Company mound visit. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Lyle Carver drew up for the Cortez Panthers. He struck out in the first inning. He's got a runner on third and the courtesy runner Dean York and Jake Blackmer down there at first. So Sprout will stare in, two down, top of three. Excuse me, bottom three. The pitch, swing and a miss from Carver. Sprout trying to work his way out of a jam. It's a good start. First pitch fastball, a swinging strike. The runner does not go from first as this one is fouled back out of play. And again, Sprout quickly ahead. Blackmer faked the steal. Sprouty stares in. He'll have his sign now. Runners going. The pitch, swing and a miss, didn't matter. Fourth strikeout for Sprout, third out of the inning, and Delta limits the damage. One run on three hits. Two left on, no errors. So we'll go to the fourth. Delta leads 8-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They will send 3-4-5 to the plate. That's Bear, Sandoval, and Porter. You need help to relax? Let Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room. Delta Panthers baseball, also sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. And Aiden Creations on Main, a proud sponsor of Delta Panthers baseball. They were voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at Aiden Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. I saw on the Facebook page yesterday that they have a new dessert on the menu, I think for just a limited time, some orange sherbet. With the weather getting warmer, it's supposed to be beautiful this weekend. That'll be a nice treat for anyone going down to A&M Creations. Brendan Baer to lead off. He's 0-2 today. Excuse me, 1-2 today. Frost comes out for the fourth. Let's bear in, have his sign. And the pitch. Low and outside. Frost is ready and delivers. Misses outside. The 2-0. That misses high. I would imagine Brendan going to be taking all the way here as Frost has not thrown a strike in the inning. The pitch. And that's a four-pitch walk to the Delta catcher. Going to have a courtesy runner down there at first. It's going to be Jacob Hancock. Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate. Trayton, 1-2 today. Hancock with a good lead down there at first. He'll go. This one's going to be lined into left field. That's a hit and run. Hancock rounding second. And they're going to send him as the throw comes in to the shortstop, Lemunyan, and that's an RBI double for Trayton, his second RBI of the game. And Delta leads 9-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Excuse me. It's going to be 9-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Lance Porter comes to the plate. He's going to pop it up foul and out of play on the right side. Porter walked last inning, reached on an error in the first. Sandoval, your runner out on second, the pitch. And Porter's going to line it into right field. It's going to go over Life's head. Through the glove. Not sure if the sun got in his eyes or not. Sandoval's going to score from second. Porter all the way around, and they're going to hold him at third. Delta leads now 10-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and there is a conversation on the mound with the catcher Hallman, McDonald, the first baseman, and the pitcher Frost. No outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Landon Clay due up for the Delta Panthers. He's 0-1. Reached on an error in the first. He has struck out today. But Delta in a good situation here with two runs in the inning, a runner on third, and no outs. The pitch. That one misses low. Clay'll step out, now back in. The 1-0. Also low. So Delta's approach at the plate today improved after working on that in practice this week. The 2-0 is high to Clay. Delta being patient up there, not guessing at pitches, following the pitch tracking and scouting reports and whatnot. They really didn't do that against Monarch last Saturday. So, and obviously, it's paid dividends, the 3-0. Another four-pitch walk, and Delta's got runners at the corners. Delta Cabinet Company mound visit from Tim Tassel. I imagine this is going to turn into a pitching change. As he comes out, and it is indeed going to be a pitching change, a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change at that. We'll see how things get moved around here with the change. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So still waiting to see who comes out to pitch. Looks like it's going to be number three, Trinidad McDonald, the first baseman. We'll move over to pitch. And we'll see who goes over to first, whether it'll be, looks like it's going to be the starting pitcher, Miles Frost. So just a switching of positions here. Actually, it's going to be Colby McMillan who's coming in to pitch. As Frost will stay in and play first base, it looks like. So I've got that. Not sure where McDonald will go. As we'll wait and see how this all plays out here. So, I'll have to figure it out here in just a second. If Ty Reed comes to the plate, Reed singled today, scored a run. He's also reached on an error. McMillan's first pitch outside. Here comes the 1-0-2. The Delta right fielder, he's going to hammer this one down the left field line. It's hooking out of play and foul. So a long strike. So this is McMillan's first appearance of the season. He'll check the runner Clay over at first. He's going, and another hit and run was on as Reed fouls this one back. At least I think it was. Porter the runner at third. We McMillan will check the runner now. He'll be set. And Clegg goes. He's going to be picked off. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw down to first. Runner comes home. He will score, and the throw goes past the catcher. So Porter will score from third on the error. And Clay will get second on the error as well. So Reed, as Clay was dead to rights on the Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff, as he was going and McMillan threw to first. They had him in the pickle, and then Porter took off from third, and things went sideways for Cortez. So I believe the count's 1-2. And Delta's got Clay out on second. Here's the pitch from McMillan. This one on the ground, foul down the third baseline, and Coach Ryer not able to come up with it. That'll be Coach Ryer down there in the third base coach's box. So, infield skills a little rusty for Coach down there at third. He's got to move the feet. McMillan will check Clay down at second. Here's the 1-2. This one's going to be lined right at the second baseman who's going to double off Clay. And there are quickly two outs in the inning. So a good play by Lyle Carver down there at second. Connor Workman to the plate. He reached on an error last inning. Excuse me, he's 0-2 today. He'll take high. McMillan stares in. He'll have his sign. Base is empty. Two outs here in the top of the fourth, and he'll get Workman to chase one down. And the count's even at 1. Delta leads 11-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch, taken right down the middle for strike 2. The pitch, that misses and the count's even. Here comes the 2-2 from McMillan. Swing and a miss on the off-speed. And that'll get Cortez out of the inning, but three-run score on no hits, a couple of errors. None left on for the Panthers. So in the middle of four, Delta leads 11-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Cortez will send Frost, possibly McDonald, but it might be McMillan and Crowley to the plate. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change for the Panthers. Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change as Chaz Wilkes will come in to the game and play second base. We'll see who's pitching on the mound here. Looks like it's going to be Chavez. So Clay will move over to shortstop. Wilkes will come in and play second. Chavez comes in to pitch. The pitch. misses. So it's Isaac Chavez's birthday today. Wish him a happy birthday as Ross stands in and he'll take the 1-0 for a ball. Pitch. Misses. Trio taken all the way, but it's a strike. This one's going to be fouled at the plate. I believe Sprout stayed in the game to play center. And Wilkes will take Lejo's spot in the lineup. Full count. There's the pitch, and it misses. So a good job by Chavez to battle back and then loses Frost. And here comes McDonald to the plate. As we're going to get a courtesy runner for Frost. Looks like it's going to be Isaiah Martinez again. So McDonald will come to the plate, officially now the designated hitter, as he's no longer in the field. And he'll be batting for the pitcher, McMillan, as he takes ball one. He's 0-for-1 today. One-0 misses. And it's now 2-0. Pitch foul back out of play. Chavez gets back to the rubber. He'll stare in for his sign. He'll check the runner. Martinez over at first and delivers. That's fouled at the plate. Counts even. So Chavez looking to win this battle here. Count even at 2. He'll check the runner over at first, held on by Sandoval. And the pitch, and this one's going to be driven into center field. Sprout up with it, gets it in. And now Cortez with runners on first and second, and Gabriel Crowley to the plate. Crowley struck out back in the second, his only other at bat today. Delta looking to roll two here. The pitch. That's a strike. Good start for Chavez. First pitch strike he's had in since coming on the mound. This is the third batter he's faced. The pitch. This one's popped up on the right side. Sandoval over to the fence and can't catch it over his shoulder. Long strike two. So Chavez will be set. Delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss. One out here, bottom of four. And John Carver will come to the plate. Actually, it's going to be a pinch hitter. We're going to have Samson Lean pinch hit. Lane batting 500 on the season. And two at-bats, has a double and an RBI. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. And the pitch, this one on the ground to third. Stepping on the bag is Porter, and on to first. Squeezing it home is Sandoval, and the not-so-conventional 5-3 double play. And Delta is out of the inning. So no runs on one hit, one left on, no errors. So it looks like we're going to have some substitutions here. As Carver will come back in as and resub while Frost will be back at first after the courtesy runner. Due up for Delta will be the 8-hole. Looks like it's going to be Brett Lejo looks like he stayed in the game. And played center field. On the switch. Although it looks like Sprout may be on deck behind him, so I'm not sure where Wilkes went in to the lineup. So, top of five here. Delta leads 11-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Lejo will be at the plate. He is 1-for-2 today with a strikeout and a run scored. So McMillan to start his first full inning of work. He'll miss. Here's the 1-0 to Lejo. That's going to miss. So Lejo will step out. Now steps back in. Catches the zone. And it's 2-1 to the Delta center fielder. The pitch, that's high. 3-1. So McMillan will stare in. He'll have his sign. He'll be set and delivers the 3-1. Brett thought that was ball four. Instead, the umpire says strike two and the count's full. The pitch. That's strike three. Lejo again thought that was ball four. Instead, he's trotting back to the dugout instead of down to first. One out here, top of five. The as we're going to get a Delta Cabinet Company mound visit from Tim Tassel. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. We're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change for Cortez as Colby McMillan's day is done. And we'll get you the information on this pitcher after this break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Chan is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
Mark Tanner back with you at McAndrews Field here as Lucas Sanchez will be on the pitch for Cortez. He'll be facing Braden Sprout, who will swing and miss at the first pitch. And the second. So, looks like Sanchez does not have as much velocity as Prosper McWilliams had that has Sprout all tied up at the plate. Sprout's going to dribble it out in front of the plate, but it's going to land foul. So Braden looking to battle here now. Sprout back into the left side. Comes the righty Sanchez. He'll miss high. The pitch outside. Counts even at two now. And the pitch. Sprout waits on it, but not long enough. He'll swing and miss. And there's now two outs in the top of the fifth. Logan Clay. One for two today with a triple and a strikeout. The pitch. High. Sanchez will miss with the 1-0. Pitch. This one down the left field line, but foul. The pitch. Sanchez went off speed, but missed. It's 3-1 to the Delta designated hitter. Greenwood misses as well, and Clay's on base via the free pass. That'll bring catcher Brendan Bear to the plate. Bear 1-for-2 today. Has reached on a walk last inning. Scored a run. So Clay will take his lead down at first, being held on by Frost. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw over, not in time. This one is going to be fouled over to the Delta dugout. The 0-1 is going to be fouled high down the left field line and out of play. Quickly 0-2 to the Delta catcher. This one's going to be dribbled out in front of the plate. Bear hustling down the line, but the catcher is going to get him 2-3 on the putout. And after the walk, no damage done, and Delta continues to lead 11-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, going to the bottom of the fifth inning, and it'll be 1-2-3 for Cortez. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
ATV Side-by-Side Snowmobile and Outdoor Equipment Dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Brand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Brand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Brand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
Mark Tanner back with you here in Cortez. Delta leads 11-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So after the pitching change last inning, I think I figured out where everybody has gone now defensively. Chavez will be the pitcher. Landon Clay will be at short. Leho moved over to left. Sprout went to center, and Chaz Wilkes came in to play second and will bat in Connor Workman's spot in the lineup, which is the 8-hole. So leading off the inning for Cortez will be Lemunyan. Lemunyan, 1-for-2 with a run scored today. He takes ball one. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Lemunyan steps out now, back in the pitch. That'll catch the black on the outside, and it's 1-2. Chavez shakes off a sign. Now comes set, the pitch. Misses high, counts even. Here's the 2-2. This one hit out of play on the left side. Count remains even at 2. The pitch. This one to Wilkes over at second. He'll range over and then boots it. It'll ricochet into right field, and Bobby Likes will come to the plate. Likes 2-for-2 today with a double, an RBI, and a run scored. Lemunyan with a good lead off of first, held on by Sandoval. Chavez will check him, now come home. Low and inside, ball one. Mike steps out, now back in. The pitch. This one, weakly on the ground to third. Porter up with it, on to first. In time. One out here. Bottom of five. Braden Hallman, the catcher, to the plate. Hallman 1-for-2 with a double today. Lemunyan, the runner, at second. Taco Time first pitch to Hallman is in for a strike. Chavez with the pitch on this hot. Here's the 1-1 from Chavez. That misses. Lemunyan with his lead from second. Chavez looks down, now comes home. This one, a high hopper. The short play up with it, and on to first. 6-3 on the put out, two down in the inning. Jake Blackmer to the plate. Blackmer 1-for-2 in an RBI today. Lemunyan will advance to third. So Blackmer stands in. Taco Time first pitch from Chavez misses high. And they're going to call a balk on Chavez. And I think it's because he went to his mouth. Coach Steve Ryer comes out of the dugout to get an explanation here. And I'm not see what the discussion is. And they're going to bring the home plate umpire in here to discuss. Because Steve does not think this was a balk. And they're going to say he was not in contact with the rubber when he committed whatever atrocity that he committed. So no balk call. We're just going to go back to the way it was and reset. And Blackmer will be at the plate with a 1-0 count. The embarrassed field umpire apologizes profusely to Chavez. Isaac says, no problem. It's my birthday. We're up 11-2, ready to party. Here we go. So Chavez will stare in, has his sign, and delivers. This one fouled back to the screen. So the count will be even at one. There is a runner on third. That's Lemunyan. The pitch. This one fouled back out of play. Chavez with a big smile on his face will get back to the rubber. Okay. The pitch. This one popped up high on the infield. Chavez. Nope. Bear out. Calls off Chavez. He'll make the catch and end the inning with no damage done. No runs on no hits. One left on, one error for Delta. Delta continues to lead 11-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two up for the Panthers in the top of the sixth will be 4-5-6, Sandoval, Porter, and Clay. So we will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Harrison Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
Mark Canner, back with you at McAndrew Field here in Cortez. Delta leads 11-2 as we get ready to start the sixth inning. Sanchez remains on the mound for Cortez. And Trayton Sandoval will lead off the inning for Delta. Trayton 2-for-3 today, a couple of RBI and a couple of runs scored. The pitch. Sandoval doubled in his last at bat in the fourth. The 1-0. That one's going to be foul tipped back into the catcher's glove for strike one. The pitch. And Trayton takes strike two. Sandoval steps out, now back in the pitch, and that's going to plunk him. It was an off-speed pitch. Sanchez may have been trying to get a breaking ball in there, and it didn't break. Tank takes it off the left hip, and he'll wear it well down to first. Lance Porter to the plate now. Porter actually without an official at-bat. I've got him reaching on a couple of errors and a walk. He scored three times, though. Sandoval with a good lead down at first. First pitch to Porter's low and outside for a ball. Porter steps out now, back in. Sanchez is set and delivers. Porter watches that one all the way in for a strike. Frost holding Sandoval on at first. The pitch. Porter takes that pitch. It misses outside. 2-1 the count to the Delta third baseman. Sandoval with a good lead off of first. The pitch from Sanchez. That one's going to hit the bat as Porter didn't get the bat down as he ducked out of the way. And it's going to be strike two. Porter was ducking out of the way of the inside pitch and didn't get his bat down, and that's what happens sometimes. So the count will be even. As Porter's back in. Sanchez quickly set and delivers. That's going to miss high. And the count's full. So Lance looking for a base hit or ball four here. Sandoval takes the lead. And that one's going to miss as it looked like Sanchez tried to lace that one just a little bit instead of just rocking fires. So Delta with runners at first and second. And Landon Clay will come to the plate. Time called by Hallman as he's going to go talk to Sanchez. Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Soccer time, first pitch to Clay is taken right down the middle for a strike. Clay has walked today, struck out, and reached on an error. The pitch is high, and the count's even at one. Delta leads 11-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here, top of six. The 1-1 in the dirt, a good block by Hallman. Delta has scored in every inning today but the fifth. They're looking to score here in the sixth. Two men on and no outs. That pitch was low and outside, and the count's 3-1, so Clay going to be very selective, I imagine, at the plate. If not taking the entire way. The pitch misses. And Sanchez has walked the bases loaded. We're going to get a Delta Cabinet Company mound visit from Passel. As Delta has loaded the bases, looks like we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change as well. See who they get in from the bullpen. Like it's going to be number 16, Seth Oaks, the lefty. So as he warms up, we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Welcome back to Cortez. I'm Mark Cantor, and Delta leads 11-2, looking to add on a little bit here as they have the bases loaded in the top of the sixth inning. New pitcher for Cortez is going to be Seth Oaks. Like this might be his first appearance of the season. And he's got to work out of a jam here with no outs, bases loaded, and the hard-hitting Ty Reed to the plate. Reed, 1-for-2 today, did reach on an error as well. So Reed in from the right side against the lefty Oaks. First pitch is going to be hit foul on the right side and out of play. So corners in on the infield, the entire infield in, as a matter of fact, to try to cut down this run at the plate. And Reed will miss the off-speed pitch, and it's 0-2 quickly to the Delta right fielder. Sandoval, the runner at third. Porter at second. Landon Clay at first. The 0-2 from Oaks. It's going to be hammered back up the middle past the second baseman Carver. One run will score. Two runs will score. And that'll be two RBI single for Delta's fantastic freshman. And Clay ended up at third. And Chaz Wilkes will come to the plate. This is Wilkes' first at bat. As the Doughty Steel Machine pickoff throw over is not in time to get read. Delta leads 13-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clock of time, first pitch to Wilkes is high. So Wilkes came in to play second on a pitching change in the fourth. As Daddy Steel Machine throw over to first, not in time to get read once again from Oaks. So the 1-0, that's outside, gets away from the catcher, and Reed's going to advance. So, a couple of ducks on the pond now for Wilkes. Oaks sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. The 2-1 to Wilkes. Swing and a miss. So the count's even at 2 now. It's actually 1-2, I believe, is what the umpire just said. The pitch. This one on the ground, up the middle, to the shortstop. Lemonian. He goes to first for the first out of the inning. But that'll be an RBI for Wilkes as Delta adds to their lead. It is 14-2 on the Sunflower Green scoreboard. Looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter now. As the first pitch to Joe Black is outside and in the dirt. This one out of play on the left side, and the count's even. So, Black in from the left side against the lefty Oaks. That pitch will catch the Black, and it's 1-2 to Black. Reed, the runner at third. And the pitch, swing and a miss from the freshman Black. And there's two outs in the inning. Flipping the lineup card. Looks like Braden Sprout's going to come to... Nope, we're going to get another pinch hitter. Looks like it's going to be Rip Lockhart, the other freshman on this team, who will pinch hit for Sprout. So two outs, top of six. Delta leads 14-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Rip Lockhart with his first hit of the season. Excuse me, first at bat of the season, and he'll foul off the top of time first pitch to the screen. Well, Lockhart in from the right side against the lefty Oaks. The 0-1 delivery. This one on the ground to the third baseman. Now the shortstop, Lemunyan, will throw it past the first baseman. And Lockhart is on at first. Reed scores. Delta extends their lead. It's now 15-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Logan Clay will stride to the plate. Clay 1-for-2 today. He's tripled, struck out, and has also reached on a walk and an error. Taco time, first pitch to Logue is the ball. Lockhart with his lead off of first, and Clay will take strike one. Again, Lockhart with a good lead off of first being held on by Frost. Oaks comes home, and it's 1-2 to the Delta designated hitter. So Clay going to have to be tough with two now. Oaks set and delivers. This one hammered back up the middle. That's a base hit into center field. And we're going to get another pinch hitter as Jacob Hancock will actually pinch hit for Brendan Bear. And it looks like we're going to get another Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. As it looks like Dean York is going to come in and play center field. So I imagine John Carver will be coming in to pitch. So we will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Shack is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
Andrew Field and Cortez. I'm Mark Cantor, and Delta leads 15-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like we're going to have Bobby Rice come in to pitch. As I think Carver will move. Well, excuse me. Seth Oaks will stay in and play right field. So, like the pitcher today for Cortez, he will face Jacob Hancock, the pinch hitter. Taco time, first pitch to Jake is in for a ball. Delta has runners on first and second. Lockhart out on second. Clay at first. Pitch. That misses. Logan Clay, the designated hitter, who singled to earn his spot at first base. With Lockhart came in and pinch hit for Braden Sprout. He reached on an error. He's out at second. The pitch on the ground. Foul on the left side. Hancock back into the box. As Reich stares in, has the side, sets, and delivers. One hit in the same place as the last one, and the count's even at two. So now that all the foul balls have been returned to the umpire and one to Light, we'll continue. The 2-2 delivery to Hancock. Taken high, and the count's full. The pitch in the dirt with the runners going, and the bases are loaded. So Delta's batted through their lineup. The bases are loaded, and Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate. Sandoval will ground it right back up the middle. The shortstop, Lemunyan, up with it, and he'll go to second. And he will get Hancock at second for the third out of the inning. Delta does some damage here. Four runs in the inning, and they lead 15-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a break, and we'll be back. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
Back with you in Cortez, getting ready to go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Delta leads 15-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Isaac Chavez stays on the mound for the Panthers as it looks like all the subs, I think, have subbed back in. And Sanchez will face 5, 6, 7 in the lineup. Looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter for Cortez as Colby Wirth steps into the right-sided box. And that one got away from Chavez. So the 1-0 pitch from Chavez, a little lower this time, but it's still outside of the zone for ball two. The 2-0 to Wirth. This one to third, Porter up with it. On to first, and he's going to throw it away. Miles Frost will come to the plate. Frost started as the pitcher today, has walked twice. He's at first base now defensively. And looks like we're going to get a pinch runner down at first. As Frost will hit this one back out of play. Looks like we may have had Lyle Carver resub back in down at first as this pitch gets away from Bear and Carver advances to second on the wild pitch. So the 1-1 delivery to Frost is low and inside, and it's now 2-1. So Chavez now positioning and adjusting the dirt where he lands on the mound, that front foot. He'll be set now and delivers. That one's in the dirt, but a good block by Bear. Runner on second. 3-1 to Frost at the plate. The pitch. This one on the ground to third and outside the bag. And the count is now full. And the pitch. On the ground, foul toward the Cortez dugout, and count will remain full. So Chavez back atop the mound. Here's the payoff pitch. Foul back out of play. So the count will remain full. Two Frost. Chavez comes set, kicks and fires. He'll miss. Cortez now has runners at first and second. And Trinidad McDonald will come to the plate. McDonald 1-for-2 today. The pitch, low, ball one. So Cortez with Carver on second, Frost on first. McDonald at the plate, and Chavez is mentioning something about the rubber or something to the field umpire. I'm not sure, but the pitch. This one's going to be on the ground towards short under the glove of Clay. And one run will score, and that will be it. So Carver going to score from third. Frost will be at second. McDonald at first. And Gabriel Crowley will come to the plate. A couple of strikeouts for Crowley today as the wind begins to pick up a little bit here in Cortez, as is known for springtime in Colorado. The pitch checked his swing on the high heat. The 1-0. And the Doughty Steel and Machine back pick by Bear goes beyond Sandoval. That was a really bad throw. And the runners will advance. So Cortez with runners on second and third, as this pitch will be popped up back out of play, and the count's 2-1 to Crowley. No outs here. Bottom of the sixth. Delta leads 15-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch, way high, snagged by Bear as he quickly was up out of the crouch. 3-1 to Crowley. The pitch on the ground to Porter at third. It'll get beyond him. One run will score. Here comes another. And that'll be a double for Crowley. So, Delta's lead cut to 10 as it scores 15-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Mound visit from head coach Steve Ryer at the Delta Cabinet Company mound visit. And it looks like we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change as it looks like Trayton Sandoval will come in to pitch. We'll get you the defensive switches here in just a second, but it'll be after this break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
Back here in Cortez, I'm Mark Cantor with you, as we have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change, as Trayton Sandoval will come on to pitch. Coach Ryder said Trayton had a really good pen this week, so I wanted to see if he could get him some time on the mound. We'll see what the defensive switches will be. As it looks like trying to figure out if Landon's going to be moving over to first. It looks like Chavez is going to go back to short. As Sandoval finishes his warm-up, this will be the first appearance by Trayton on the mound this season, normally a first baseman. Looks like Porter will actually move over to first, and Clay will take over at third. That actually makes a little more sense. So we'll get John Carver to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today. No outs here, bottom of 6. Delta leads 15-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco time first pitch from Sandoval's lined right at the second baseman, Wilkes. And they doubled off Crowley at second. So quickly, two outs now as Evan Lemunyon comes to the plate with nobody on. So one pitch and two outs for Sandoval. Trayton stares in. He'll be set. And delivers. Catches the outside corner for strike one. Sandoval will stare in. He'll be set. And delivers. On the ground. Right back to Trayton. On to first. That's the ball game. Delta will win 15-5. A little scare here at the bottom of the second, but Trayton Sandoval will come in and shut it down for the Panthers. He's going to be my Delta Cabinet Company player of the game. Not only did he come in and close the door on Cortez, he also went 2 for 3 today with a double. couple of RBI. He was also hit by a pitch, so he wore one for the team. Delta will be back on their home field on Tuesday when they host Durango at 2 p.m. Once again, the final score of today's game, Delta 15, Cortez 5. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Have a good night.